Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. On this evening's The Space Show, Chang'e 6 is back in lunar orbit with samples on the lunar far side, and we have news about the follow-up Chang'e 7 mission. So first up, we'll start out with Space Show News. This is The Space Show. The Chang'e 6 lunar sampler successfully landed on the far side of the moon on Sunday morning at 8:23 Australian Eastern Standard Time. Supported by the Kuiper 2 relay satellite, which is orbiting the moon, the lander relayed television images to mission controllers in Beijing during its descent. The landing was at the expected site in the South Pole Aitken Basin. Chang'e 6 consists of an orbiter, a returner, a lander, and an ascender. The combination was launched on May the 3rd, and that's from Wuchang in China, and 2 days later entered lunar orbit. The lander-ascender combination separated from the orbiter-returner combination on May the 30th. The lander-ascender combination began its powered descent at 8:09 on Sunday morning using its 7.5 kilonewton thrust engine to first halt the horizontal velocity, then to descend vertically. The combination then hovered about 100 meters above the moon, and the craft used a three-dimensional laser scanner to detect obstacles to select the final landing site before continuing its descent. It was programmed to be able to move autonomously, horizontally, whilst the hover should it have been necessary to avoid rocks or craters. Now, from the released video, this appeared to be unnecessary. The combination shut down the engine and free-fell the final couple of meters to touch down. Well, before the launch, CGTN reporter Wu Lei spoke with Liu Guori, the launch commander at the Wenchang spacecraft launch site.
You have participated in over 40 space launches over the past few years, but this is your first time as a launch commander for the lunar exploration programs. How do you feel about this mission, and how does it compare to the previous ones you've been involved in?
The launch commander is the principal coordinator at the launch site, who plays the role of connecting the commanding center and the subsystems, communicating all the decisions and procedures. I need to coordinate over 20 subsystems during the launch process. Chang'e 6 is a part of China's lunar exploration project, and I'm very excited and honored to be part of the program. I have done some key analysis and been very familiar with the launch of the Long March 5 rocket.
What are some of the major challenges that you have encountered so far during this mission?
One of the challenges is that this time the Long March 5 rocket had multi-trajectories in a narrow launch window, which meant our entire team had to make plans for different rocket trajectories during the launch. We had to determine which trajectory to be used to carry out the flight mission only 25 seconds before ignition. Time is very limited, so we had to do a lot of planning and preparation for this.
The Chang'e 6 mission is the first attempt to collect samples from the far side of the moon. What do you expect to be found?
We haven't got any sample from the far side of the moon before. This is humans' first attempt to do so. I'm really excited. Human beings still have very limited knowledge of the entire universe, and we hope that through the efforts of generations after generations, we will continue to expand our understanding of unknown space.
A reporter from CGTN spoke with Liu Yongtong and Huang Heo from the China Aerospace and Technology Corporation to give us an overview of the Chang'e 6 mission.
If you know Chang'e 5 probe, the probe for China's first lunar sample return mission that started in 2020, then you will find the Chang'e 6 probe very familiar. But the Chang'e 6 probe is now facing a whole different terrain. To sample retrieve for the first time from the lesser-known far side of the moon, it needs a relay satellite for communication. It needs to be even more efficient and time-sensitive. It's also coping with more rugged moon surface. That's on top of all the suspense lunar exploration missions already have. The researchers and developers behind the Chang'e 6 probe say it has everything that is required of because it's standing on the shoulders of giants.
For example, the far side of the moon is more rugged, but we can choose a relatively better place to land. This is a process from rough to more defined, in which we first rely on images coming from the ground and satellites to select a general area. Then there are sensors that would help specify the landing place and ensure that it lands right.
Chang'e 6 also has multiple international science payloads with it.
The interface of international payloads and the probe are all standardized. The power circuit has been designed for safety. The international payload team and us have together conducted deep and detailed testing work on the payload's connection and more to ensure that they can complete their tasks.
The mission is viewed as a golden opportunity for science research. Until now, no probe had ever touched down on the far side of the moon until China's Chang'e 4 mission in 2019. Sun Ye, CGTN, Wenchang, Hainan Province.
Huang Ha described the decision to proceed with the landing as all or nothing.
The Chang'e 6 probe has soft landed on the far side of the moon in its pre-selected landing area of the South Pole Atkin Basin. The probe itself had captured the landing process that unfolded as planned, but it was also a process so risky that its own designers described it as all or nothing.
Like so many tasks in the space industry, landing on the moon leaves no margin of error. And the risk of something going wrong can be very high. We often compare landing on the moon to treading on thin ice. In fact, every landing on an extraterrestrial body involves the huge risk.
China had most recently aced the Chang'e 5 moon landing in 2020, but to land on the lunar far side, the Chang'e 6 probe was dealing with the more rugged part of the moon, where it also needed a relay satellite to communicate with the Earth. Huang says the probe is therefore designed to be more automatic and self-reliant. Its sensors helped it meticulously select the final best landing point from a general area, and the final landing process is fast and tense.
It's a high-speed landing process, not relying on parachutes, not relying on aerodynamic deceleration. It's completely done through the engine reverse thrust.
The landing area of the South Pole Atkin Basin is perhaps the most sought-after locale for lunar scientists worldwide. This basin is one of the largest known impact craters in the entire solar system. The basin is also believed to be the largest, oldest, and deepest basin on the moon, and it might hold the oldest rock on the moon. And the samples Chang'e 6 collects there could help uncover some of the biggest mysteries of the moon. Sun Ye, CGTN, Beijing.
Soon after the landing, this announcement was made.
The Chang'e 6 lander ascended a combination made a soft landing on Sunday on the moon's mysterious far side. It's another crucial milestone for the mission, the first of its kind. The probe had been launched on May 3rd and entered lunar orbit on May 8th. The landing went smoothly as planned,
The whole flight went exactly as we expected. The performance was perfect.
I feel very excited, but I dare not relax because we're going to start the key part of this mission, collecting samples from the far side of the moon. Now, the probe is in good condition and the international payloads are beginning to work.
The plan is for the probe to use the drill and a mechanical arm to gather surface and underground samples in the South Pole Aitken Basin. It's the largest, oldest, and deepest basin found on the moon. The process will take about 2 days, and the Aerospace Control Center will be keeping a close eye.
We will continue to control the conditions for the orbital return assembly to achieve interactive docking, and we will carry out follow-up sampling work with the support of relay satellites.
If the mission plan works well, the samples of stones and soil from the far side of the moon will be collected and packed in a vacuum-sealed container inside the center. Zheng Yibing, CDTN, Beijing.
After Chang'e 6 touchdown, the team of scientists back in China analyzed the data and images sent back and built a digital model of the landing site. They used this full-scale model to decide where to gather samples. The lander was equipped with a descent camera, a panoramic camera, a lunar soil structure detector, and a lunar mineral spectrometer. The lunar soil structure detector was able to assess the subsurface structure of the sampling area and decide exactly where to drill. The drilled sample was transferred to the ascender robotically. The drilling process was monitored by a television camera and relayed to Earth via the Kuiqiao 2 satellite. Likewise, the robotic arm scooped up a soil sample and lifted it into the ascender. Well, Jin Xianye from the China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation explained the collection method for the sampler.
When the lander lands on the lunar surface, it needs to first have perceptual imaging on location. We analyze this data and build our digital model for the location environment. And based on this digital model, we will build a physical replica that restores the lunar surface environment one-to-one. And this takes place in our mission support center. We place a sample gathering mechanism in this replica environment, which is also turned to the same status as the one on the moon. In this reconstructed physical environment, we select sampling points and establish sampling strategies and also verify them in this reconstructed environment. When that is done, the probe on the moon will execute our instructions and implement lunar sampling for real. It is estimated that drilling part can be completed in about 3 hours. Surface sampling is conducted about 15 times over no less than 14 hours.
Ding Xianjing from the China Aerospace and Technology Corporation explained the autonomy of the Chang'e lander.
For our team, it is an extremely difficult, extremely honorable, and extremely challenging mission. Chang'e 6 is going to a region on the southern latitude of the moon's south pole, on the far side of the moon. We hope it can be in the most ideal state. In order to make its lighting, temperature, and other environmental conditions as consistent as possible with Chang'e 5, we have adopted a new orbit called the reverse orbit. In this way, our probe will maintain similar working conditions and environment, whether on the southern or northern latitudes. Its working condition would be good. Chang'e 6 works on the far side of the moon. The far side is always invisible to the Earth, so the probe is also invisible to the Earth during its entire lunar surface working process. To ensure its normal operation, we need our relay satellite, that is the Qiuqiao 2 satellite, to transmit the signals of Chang'e 6 to the Earth. However, during the 48 hours that Chang'e 6 stays on the lunar surface, there are two arcs. Therefore, some hours where the probe is invisible even to the relay satellite. This requires our entire lunar surface work to be significantly more efficient. So, for example, we now have the rapid sampling and packaging technology. On the far side of the moon, the landing position of Chang'e 6 cannot be measured by the ground stations on the Earth, so it must identify the location on its own. The same problem arises when it ascends on the far side of the moon, and it also needs to take off from the moon autonomously.
A contingent of French scientists were in Beijing to monitor the operation of their instrument on the lander, and I think you'll gather the excitement in their voices.
Well, we have been thinking about this moment for years and even more intensely for the last few months and weeks and days. We were watching at the moon every night almost here in Beijing, and now we are there on the far side. So actually it went very smoothly, so it seems that everything went perfect.
It's hard to land on a planet. It's very hard, especially on the moon. Don't think it's easy, okay? And what I've seen today seems to have worked absolutely perfectly. They landed right where they wanted to. And remember, it's on the far side of the moon. It's not the moon we can see, the other side. And for that, they had even to put a relay. So there was another satellite to watch landing, because we cannot see it. So it's quite an achievement, something we've been looking for so many years.
It's a very moving time for me, because as a young boy, I had the opportunity, I was 10 years old, to see Neil Armstrong landing on the moon from TV as a kid. And this is my very first landing in a control room on the moon. And I see it from China on the far side. That this is something which is a very impressive thing. It's just 55 years later, but it means that a lot of things have evolved through time, and we're absolutely stunned by what has been done today. But again, it's only a start.
And Zhao Qianchen, a reporter for CGTN, spoke with Giuseppe Ribaldi from Italy about the challenges of taking off from the lunar far side.
This time, it's a long journey. It's a 53-day journey to the moon and back, much longer than the previous one, which was 23 days. And also, we're landing on the far side of the moon. We've done it before, but this time, what are some of the technological challenges for Chang'e 6 mission?
Of course, the main challenge is to repeat the landing, which has been done a few years ago. But the challenging part is to have a launch. So this is a first to basically launch man-made objects from the far side of the moon. That is, of course, the area which has been chosen, and has been chosen because many geological experts have indicated that is a very important area to try to understand exactly what has been the evolution. What we need to realize, and the landing on the far side, apart from the technological issues which we discussed, is very challenging because it's not as flat as the sea side, which is the face looking when we look from Earth. So it is a lot of, let's say, different altitude. There's a lot of craters. So that gives even a further a challenge. By the way, it's going to land around what is called Apollo craters. I don't know if this is by chance.
At 9:38 yesterday morning, after 49 hours on the moon, the Chang'e 6 ascender used its 3 kilonewton engine to take off. 6 minutes later, the ascender was in its designated lunar orbit, where it would link up with the orbiter and returner modules. Pictures of the Chang'e 6 spacecraft taken before launch showed a four-wheeled rover attached to its side. No Chinese reports that the space show has seen made any reference to a rover or its function. Yesterday, the China Lunar Deep Space Exploration Group released an image of the lander taken by what it described as a movable camera. Obviously, this camera was mounted on that rover. Well, that's Chang'e 6. The next mission will, of course, be Chang'e 7. In April this year, the China National Space Administration announced the international payloads to be carried on the Chang'e 7 lunar landing mission. The mission is scheduled to be launched around 2026 and will survey the lunar surface environment at the south pole of the moon. It will also look for lunar soil, water, ice, and volatiles, and carry out high-precision exploration of the lunar topography, composition, and structure. Well, China issued a request for proposals in November of 2022, and in January of last year had received a total of 18 letters of intent from 11 countries and international organizations. Six payloads from seven countries were selected, and they are a laser corner reflector array developed by the Italian National Institute of Nuclear Physics. This will provide high-precision measurements of the lunar surface and navigation of the orbiter. Secondly, the lunar dust and electric field detector developed by the Russian Academy of Space Sciences to study the dust plasma environment in the exosphere of the Moon. Another instrument is the Moon-based Astronomical Observation Telescope developed by the International Association of Lunar Astronomical Observatories. This telescope will carry out moon-based observations of the Milky Way, the Earth, and the panoramic sky. And the orbiter part of Chang'e 7 will be equipped with a hyperspectral imager to identify lunar surface materials. This instrument will be jointly developed by the Egyptian Space Agency and the National Space Science Academy of Bahrain. And the Moon-based dual-channel Earth radiation spectrometer from the World Radiation Center at the Physics and Meteorological Observatory in Davos, Switzerland, will monitor the changes in the Earth's radiation budget. And finally, the Ministry of Higher Education, Research and Innovation of Thailand and the National Astronomical Institute of Thailand have developed a space weather global monitoring and sensing device to warn of magnetic disturbances and cosmic radiation caused by the solar storms. This is The Space Show.
88.3 Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.